Hi, welcome to the Yellow World. It's your girl, Oundy, and thank you so much for tuning in. I am so delighted to be hosting you once again. How are you doing? I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful, and I hope you're staying sane. So, first of all, I want to thank you guys so much for the love you showed me on the previous episode. It was heavy for me to like publish, and the fact that most of you resonated with it made me, I don't know, happy and angry at the same time, because most of my friends, like really close friends, have gone through the same experience as I have done, and some worse. And weird thing is they have never talked about it, and that made me angry and mad at some point, because how come you've never talked to me about it? And I thought like I gave you that space, or I made you comfortable to be able to talk to me about it. And it's weird how you never mentioned, or you had to pretend to be okay. And most of them have like never told anyone. And the fact that you got comfortable and had that space and had the courage to talk to me about it makes me feel so humble. And thank you so much for trusting me with your stories and just coming clean and feeling the pain all over again, because we feel in order to heal. And I'm really proud of you for taking your time to like think about it and just say how you felt and just pour it out. I'm really, really proud of you, and I hope you heal. I hope you get better. I hope you forgive them. And I really, really hope you get to a point where you are like comfortable in your skin, and I just hope you're happy and you heal. I love you guys so much, and thank you so much for your support. Your constant support means so much to me. Thank you so much. Listening to your stories, reading your comments and feedback that you sent just got me thinking. I mean, how did we get here? Like, you get to a point where something so traumatic, rather something so disturbing, something so heavy happens to you, and you can't talk to anyone about it. You're not comfortable enough to mention it to your relatives, to your parents, to your siblings, yeah, people around you, people so close to you, like you're not that comfortable to talk to them about it. And I don't blame my friends for not talking about it. Honestly, if my case would have happened away from home or somewhere where no one knew me, I really don't think I'd have ever mentioned, or rather talked about it. Because you know, everyone is quick to judge, everyone is quick to tell you how it's your fault. Everyone is quick to tell you how you'd have avoided that situation. But in real sense, it wasn't your fault. You didn't ask for it. You didn't call for that to happen. You didn't ask to be in that situation. In fact, you are actually scared, and it's hurting you, and you are very traumatized about it, yeah? And the least everyone could do is just show you support and love and just be there for you and tell you how much they love you despite everything that has happened or everything that is going on. And now I want to like ask you guys a question. Can you talk to your parents about some things? Can you tell them things that you're battling with, or things that are affecting you, things that are disturbing you, and things that are making you like be very uncomfortable? Yeah, personally, I don't think so. If I just got pregnant today, or something happened to me, like something bad happened to me, God forbid, I think my parents will be the last people I'd want to know like about the situation or what's up, yeah, because I don't want them to feel like I've disappointed them. I don't want them to feel like I've failed them. I don't want them to feel I just don't want them to feel bad because, you know, I've messed up. And I don't think that should be the case, yeah? And that's how we end up in anxiety and depression, because both of those things are just caused by stress or loss of a loved one or loss of a job or just being broke. And I think our parents or relatives should be there for us, such that when something happens, when you are stressed, when something bad has happened and you are going through some things, the first person you're thinking about is, I really need to call my parents, I need to talk to my mom, I need to tell my sister. And most times we don't have that rapport, that relationship, that comfortability between us and them to be able to talk to them about such stuff. And if you have that, I'm so happy for you. I'm glad you can do that, or yeah, like you can talk to them and have that vibe with them. But for some of us, we like struggle. You go through a heartbreak, you go through like something really stressful, but when you get home, you have to act okay, you have to like just forget whatever. You have to have several personalities, that's my point here. You have to act fine and not bring whatever you're battling or whatever you're going through to the table as at that point, yeah. And I have several families that I'm really like, I'm really proud of, or that hype me or make me wanna have a family at some point. The Cubs family is amazing. The fact that there's this kid called Malia, and that kid is like so close to the dad, and whatever they show us on social media, I don't know if that's what happens behind the scenes, but yeah, it's like a good rapport, and there's that there's that comfortability between them. The kid can just air out her opinion and openly and just be comfortable doing it. For some of us, it's like you're not that comfortable to say no, and you know, yeah, like you can say no, but you're like, what will they think, what will they view me? Like, how will they view me, you know? I don't know if you get my point, but yeah. And you're actually scared when you do something wrong, say break a cup or lose cash, you're just like, I'm going to get punished, I can't tell them about this. And I'm not a perfect kid, I'm not saying I'm always doing things right, and yeah, but I'm just feeling like if you knew you'd do something wrong and run to your parents and just be like, I messed up, the way you know when you read the Bible, you are reminded of God's grace and love and like sufficient grace, where you know, whenever I mess up, whenever I do something wrong, I can always pray about it, and God will be there for me. God will comfort me. He'll not judge me. He'll not make me feel like I'm less of human or I've like messed up big time and just drifted from Him. He's actually there with open arms, ready to accept you when you mess up. He chases you to, you know, like finds you whenever you mess up and you're lost. I just wish we had that, you know, that comfortability with our earthly parents or relatives. Last week, Pastor Michael Todd had this sermon where he was talking about fathers unaware. That was the title of the sermon. And he said, fathers are meant to make you safe and secure. Like, they give you safety and security. And mothers are supposed to make you feel seen and soothed. And if our parents did that, if they made us feel seen and soothed, I really doubt we'd have this toxic masculinity kind of thing. Men won't feel like you need to be strong, you don't need to talk about things that are hurting you, you don't need to cry, you don't need to say, it's hurting me, you don't need to say, I'm struggling, yeah? Like, men are supposed to be gangster. I don't think that's it. Like, men are human beings. They're supposed to say when they hurt. They're supposed to talk about things that are affecting them. They're supposed to say when, you know, like when something is bothering them, they should be able to talk about it. I know we can't blame everything on our parents or relatives or basically our environment, and we need to be responsible for our healing. But that doesn't mean we should overlook the source of the things we are battling with, the things we are struggling to heal from. whether it's issues related to forming healthy friendships and romantic relationship issues linked to attachment, yeah, issues linked to self-confidence and self-love. You know, when you grow up and your parents are always telling you how you're worthy, how you're pretty, how you matter, how you shouldn't settle for less, I don't think you'd be able to end up in an abusive relationship. But yeah, when you're growing up and they're just telling you how, when you mess up, you, why did you do that? And why did you, you know, you feel like, if I don't settle with this guy, if I'm not comfortable with him, if I don't keep forgiving him, probably I won't get that love from someone else. Probably I'll not receive love the way this guy is giving me. And probably you, this better, like you can get a lot better out there. You can get someone who will love and appreciate you and cherish you and treat you like the queen you are or the king you are, yeah? Issues linked with processing emotions or managing anger, yeah? If they are always mad and addressing issues with rage or just like rationally, that's how you'll grow up to be, yeah? Because your environment or the way your childhood is like is just the way you'll grow up to be, yeah? Like, it defines your adulthood, the way you grew up, the way... there's this Swahili saying that says, mtoto mleavyo ndivyo akuavyo. It's like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, yeah? Like, the way... whatever happens around you is how you'll grow, knowing this is how the world is, this is how things should be addressed, this is how I should behave in front of people. And if that mindset, if that mentality is wrong, then you'll grow up having like the wrong idea of life, the wrong perspective, the wrong way to address issues. And now you keep interacting with people, you keep hearing people's views, and then you get to a point you're like, that should not be addressed this way. And now you have a lot to unlearn. You have 20 years to unlearn. You have 30 years to unlearn. You have so much to forget and a whole new mindset to learn. And at that time, your mind is already tuned. Your mind is already partitioned to like imagine things in a certain way, to think things in a certain way. Now you end up in depression. You end up in anxiety. And you just end up thinking like everything just falls and everything falls apart. That's my point. And the irony is many of our relatives and parents see the challenges we face or their children face, and they have never paused to have a conversation with them. They have never paused to listen to them and address issues that the kids are going through. In fact, they're quick to judge and quick to correct them and just like they're quick to, you know, tell them how they are the problem. And yeah, honestly, I'm not a parent, and I'm sure parenting is hard. I have a small sister who is a pain in the ass sometimes and drives me crazy, and there are times I address issues in a certain way. I'm just like, I'd have done better. Like, that was not right. That will make her scared. That was just wrong. And I'm actually very certain I'll make mistakes when I have children. I just think it's important parents to have conversations with their kids about the difficult parts of their childhood, the things they're battling with, to create that environment where I go out there, I'm heartbroken. The first person I want to talk to is my mom, is my dad. I want to run home and get that hug, get that love, just tell them what's going on, cry in their arms and feel like, yeah, I'm here for you, honey. You can talk to me. You can trust me. Yeah. And parenting doesn't have a manual, and we cannot say you have to parent in a certain way. And honestly, our parents are trying. As much as we have our struggles and all, we personally have never lacked anything. my basic needs are provided for, and I'm really, really thankful for that. I really, really appreciate my parents for being there and showing me the love and just like providing for me all through. And I really hope we are able to be there for our kids. And as much as we provide the monetary needs and the basics, I hope we are there as their friends. I hope they know they always have a friend in us. I really hope we do better and be the change we desire to see, because every day we keep saying how we will be better, how we will treat our kids better or address issues better. And I really hope we address the root of whatever is like hurting us, the root of where we got that mentality, where we got that damage, where the problem is. Once we address the root and we are able to uproot it, we are able to forgive people who messed us up earlier, we are able to address the root of the issue, then I guess that is how we can be better. That is just how we will be able to be the change we want and the change we want to see. Yeah. And I have a feeling this sounds like a pep talk. This was more of that TED talk we had, and I want to appreciate you for coming to my TED talk. I don't know if it's called, we should call it Aundi talk. Yeah, I don't know. I just really, really want to appreciate you for joining me, and I'd say this is a continuation of the raw and real the raw and real episode, and I'm really, really grateful for just your consistent showing up on this podcast. Really, really humbled. And yeah, I'm not a therapist. I'm not, like, I've not learned psychology, and whatever I've just said here is based on my experience. And if you'll, like, sorry, my mic did its thing. It cut me out again. So I was saying, if you're like for a different opinion, kindly hit your girl up at It's the Yellow World Podcast on Instagram, or use the hotline number that's on the description on Anchor. And I love hearing from you. Your feedback makes me so happy and content. So kindly hit your girl up. And I hope we get to a point where we are comfortable to talk to our parents about stuff and be able to have better relationships with the people around us. And I hope we are better. We wake up every day desiring to be better, desiring to address issues in a better way. And just, I hope we succeed in it. I really love you guys deeply. And thank you so much for joining me. I hope you stay sane and keep it yellow. I love you so, so much, and till next time. Bye.